Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 4th. Happy Resurrection Day. We'll be reading from two Gospels today. We'll read from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 33. This is the parable of the weeds. Then we'll continue on in the book of Mark and also in the Proverbs. Today in worship, Ethan McVeigh will be teaching us about Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And our memory verse for this week, or our scripture that we want to internalize if you're not memorizing them, is from Luke chapter 24, 27. And it highlights what Jesus says during this interaction. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Let's say it one more time. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Let's move over to Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 33 in the New International Version, the parable of the weeds, and also the parable of the mustard seed and the yeast. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servant asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches." He told them still another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked through the dough." Before we move on, let's just talk a little bit about these three parables. First, the parable of the weeds, this idea that the coexistence of good and evil, the people who are becoming kingdom people and those who are not kingdom people, live side by side. But there will be a time at the harvest when we are divided. The parable of the mustard seed, it reminds us that the kingdom of heaven starts small, just like the mustard seed, but then it is significant in its reach. And we can see that. It started with Jesus and his 12 disciples, and now, thankfully, the message is spreading around the world. The parable of the yeast. Yeast is such an interesting phenomenon to me. It grows in things, it transforms them, and so does the power of the kingdom. If we allow God's kingdom mindset to pervade our thoughts and our actions, then our world around us will be transformed by his beauty, his power, and his love. Let's move over to Mark chapter 11. Verses 1 through 11. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. Remember, in these chapters, we're learning about what Jesus came to do. He came to be king. He came to be enthroned. And the way that he becomes king is through his death and resurrection. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here very shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And then finally, from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. "Give careful thought to the paths for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Remember, Proverbs is all about wisdom for a godly life. And the author of Proverbs here is just reminding us to be careful in our thoughts about what we're doing. And it's just a good reminder today for us to think about the ways that we are easily distracted from God's path or the temptations that we face along the way. And as we pray together, we'll ask the Lord to continue to help us as we seek to be His people living on His path. Will you pray with me? Father, we shout with those who saw you in your first triumphal entry that you are King. Hosanna, you have come to save us. We imagine you riding on the donkey's colt, Lord, in humility, and coming into the courts of the temple that was made to praise you. Lord, help us to have clarity about who you are and about our purposes in your kingdom. Lord, we ask that your kingdom would be pervasive in our hearts as yeast is in bread, that it would spread to all of our actions, all of our mindsets, everything that we do and say, may it be filtered through the purposes of your kingdom. Lord, what are the distractions and temptations that keep us from knowing you more and from doing your will? Bring those to our mind and change our hearts and our lives by the power of your Holy Spirit, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.